Jesus' name. Come on, give God one more praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. We give you glory. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say you're going to lose some pounds tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to change my socks. Kristen, grab my drink right there. Amen. God is, hallelujah, on the throne. He is in charge. Hallelujah. I just got a phone call on my way here. Are you ready to hear a miracle story? Amen. Come on, you ready to hear a miracle story? God's in the working of miracles. Do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. He works miracles. Amen. That's who He is. That's what He does. And there was a lady that had cancer on her arm. They went in there. She went to go get surgery. And by the time the doctor came out, she looked at it. She was amazed because, wait a minute, we tested this thing 2 weeks ago. And as they looked at it again, they realized, guess what? There's no cancer. There's nothing to be found. Come on, amen. Say no cancer. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the cancer's got to bow before the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's got to bow its knees. Hallelujah. Amen. It has to run and flee in the name of Jesus. So declare it. That woman began to speak it over her life. She says, she declared for 2 weeks that I am healed. Hallelujah. I am healed. Ever be on your lips. Let the praises of God go before you. Amen. And He will fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. Those battles that you've been fighting, you're on your own. I want you to know, let the Lord go before you. Watch what He does. Amen. I'm honored to have this beautiful preacher here in this house tonight to come and minister a word. I want you to give her a warm welcome. Hallelujah. I appreciate her so much. It's been tough for me this week, and she's come to honor and give the word of God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Could you give the Lord some praise tonight? Amen. I really don't know what night this is. It's a little weird when we're off our schedules. Amen. But I pray that you will be blessed tonight by what I say. I believe it is a key, amen, to unlocking some things for us. And God drops things in our spirit and gives us keys, amen. So I believe this is a key, hallelujah. And we know that when this year started, it started like any other year. Come on, it started like any other year. It was full of promise, amen, and it still is. I'm not saying that, but we've had a lot of bumps in the road, haven't we? It seems like we get going and another bump, and then we straighten out and then another bump, amen? We've had the pandemic that started early in the year, and then there was a lot of turmoil with the rioting and everything. But in all of that, God is speaking. The pastor that came through a couple weeks ago, Dr. Lynn, said God speaks in chaos. In chaos moments, God is speaking. And I wouldn't want to live in any other time. If you would take me back to 2000, great year. We built our house that year. Our daughter wasn't born yet. Amen. But I wouldn't want to go back to any other year. I am proud to be in this moment at this time because, listen, church, God is going to use us. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us. Amen. To bring breakthroughs. And my word tonight is just together. Together. There's something, if you are listening and you have an ear to hear in the Spirit, there's something that God is saying in the Spirit right now, that if we come together, look at each other in here. We may be small, amen, but we are mighty. Because if we can get together, hallelujah, nothing can break us, nothing can deter us, nothing can stop us, if we are together, hallelujah. And tonight I have an illustration. I guess it's my many years of teaching youth ministry, kids classes, amen. But listen, I have a box here of Legos. They're all different sizes, okay? There's all different colors, all different shapes, long, short, colors, amen. Colors of the rainbow. Listen, even weird shaped ones. I don't know what this is, but listen, I'm not saying we're weird shaped, but we all come in different shapes, sizes, whatever our difference is. Celebrate who we are. Hallelujah. We need to celebrate who we are. If we're this or we're this or we're that, we don't need to compare ourselves to somebody else. Listen, when we come together, we build something. something. Hallelujah. I don't know what this is, but a house or... But you can build a car, you can build an airplane, you can build a house. Amen. Listen, we build something when we come together. We have to be in unity, church. We have to be in unity. We can't be over here saying one thing and this group saying another thing. I believe, hallelujah, that the church and the world out there is waiting on us to get it together. Get it together. I'm not trying to break what God has put together. But I hope that was an illustration to just show you that it doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter who we are. But when we come together, that's when we build something very powerful. Amen. There's unknown. Amen. But despite, listen, of this basic design is the magic in how they fit together. Do you know these were designed by a toy company back in like the 50s? And they, since then, I don't know many homes that don't have Legos. Parents, how many of you woke up in the middle of the night and stepped on many of these? But they were designed to fit together. We are designed to be together. If anything, this pandemic has showed us, and I know there's a lot out there and all that, that we had to separate for a time. We had to close ourselves in and separate and protect each other. We had to do that for the good of humanity, for our brothers and sisters. Amen. But in that isolation, God was showing us, and me and my husband, that, listen, this isn't what it was supposed to be like. We're not supposed to be separate from our brothers and our sisters. But I believe God was showing us the picture, amen, that we don't want to be like this. We don't want to be separated, but we want to come back together and be unified, amen. Together, these plastic pieces can be something fantastic, and they can be bigger and better. And I believe the church is like Legos, amen, a collection of individuals of various shapes, colors, sizes, and individually we may not be much to look at. But, oh, when we come together, hallelujah. When we come together, hallelujah. And I'm not saying you're not much to look at. You are. When we come together, we form, hallelujah, the church. When we come together. That is God's picture of the church, is together. That we link arms, hallelujah. And I even had a vision tonight, and I was going to bring up people. And if you had one person over here and one person over here, and you try to get past, you could probably do it because you just have one person here blocking. But if you had a whole row of people blocking you, you're not getting through, right? It's into togetherness. When we link arms together, it says a threefold cord is not easily broken. Amen. We need to link together with somebody. A collection of individuals. We need to build. Hallelujah. The theme of the what Dr. Lynn said is build. Build. Hallelujah. This man of God, he wears a lot of hats. Amen. In the house, he was a builder. Amen. Amazing builder. He's an amazing pastor, amazing father, and a friend, and a counselor to many. One thing he does is he's a builder. He's a builder. He gets on the foundation, and through the many projects we've had the last couple weeks, I've watched him, and you can't just start with, like, I'm going to do this. You have to have a plan. You have to have a goal when you build something. You have to maybe dig out the area. You have to lay the first stone. You have to put down some concrete maybe first before you can lay block upon it. Hallelujah. You have to build the foundation. So some of us have to be that strong, firm foundation so we can lift each other up so we can build something. Amen. But we need to lift each other up, build on peace, on love, on strength, on purpose. Together, we can change the world and change our environment around us. We need a change. We need a change. And I believe what's going to take is a church coming together to be a one body member, hallelujah, that they can see how it's done, hallelujah, and come to us and say, we want to come together. We want to build something, hallelujah. So I looked up Paul. He wrote to the church in Ephesus. And the word together in several of these scriptures were mentioned many times. And I'm going to read that. I printed it out. Ephesians 2, beginning at verse 17. And it says, he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we have access to the Father by one Spirit. Listen, by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners or strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So we are coming together to be fitly joined together of all races, of all sizes, of all shapes, of all colors. We are coming together. The beauty of it is I don't want to be like you, or you shouldn't want to be like him, or you shouldn't want to be. We have to be who God created us to be. And when we build and everyone is who they are created to be, that's when it is powerful. Hallelujah. We are not, everyone's not going to be Pastor Chris. Everyone's not going to be Sister Beth or Brother Bill. We're not going to be that. Be who God has called you to be. Hallelujah. And Paul could not emphasize enough the importance of being together. He said, we are joined together. We are being built together. Heirs together, sharers together, held together. I think there's something powerful God is speaking about together. There was also, I think we're going to play it at the end about together. This song has just been ministering to me. It was written during the pandemic, and it I don't know why. It just, every time it comes on, it just speaks to my heart. And then there's another one. If you listen to any of the Christian radio stations, I forget how it goes, but something... two things are needed. Love God, love people. When we bring it down to ground zero, two things that are most important. Love God and love people. I could close the book, sit down, and that could be our main focus tonight. That's all God called us to do. Love God, love him, and love people. Amen? We cannot emphasize that enough. Hallelujah. It's just to love God. I already read this, but in 21 it said, in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Ephesians 2:22 it says, in him you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Hallelujah. The mystery is that through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together, members together, and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ. Listen, Pastor Chris has been speaking mightily in this house. What is he been speaking? The Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit. Amen. Let the Spirit of God come upon you. But listen, I'm here to tell you, it can't not come upon us in the church until we are in one accord. It says it's like in Psalms 133, the unity, the anointing, it flows down. Unity produces anointing. Amen. And it breaks yokes. Hallelujah. And when I was coming here, I heard the song, you know, the Father's heart. Come to the Father's house. The Father's house. In your Father's house, there's healing. There's you can find rest for your brokenness. In the Father's house, we need to bring whoever and come and build a body together. Hallelujah. And bring him to the house. And I started out, we live in a world right now that seems increasingly full of discord. In anxiety, right? We can turn on the news, and that's all we see sometimes is maybe anxiety, and it produces that, and discord. But it causes, and listen, there's an all-time high with anxiety right now, depression, division, conflicts, war. They're at an all-time high. But what is going to diffuse that is the church coming together. Hallelujah. Coming together and being one voice. And when they see us coming together, they have to just, the wars have to cease. Hallelujah. They cannot say that, because when they see a true picture of the church, people will want that. Hallelujah. We have to take our rightful place. Hallelujah. And Christ is our peace. And peace is not a thing, but it's a person. Hallelujah. It's not a thing, but it's not something you can go search out and say, I'm going to get me some more peace. Peace is Jesus Christ. You find him, you find peace. Hallelujah. We find peace in unity. Do you know that? When we come together and we are flowing together, there's peace in that river. Hallelujah. when we are flowing, have you ever been with those of us who are married? Have you ever been with your significant other and things just aren't going right? It's not flowing right and you're at each other. Listen, that discord, listen, it brings anxiety. It brings sadness. It wants to tear apart what we know that God has joined together. Amen. But when we put that aside, hallelujah, and come together, there's nothing more joyful when two are walking together and they are agreeing together. It brings joy. It brings gladness. It brings peace. Hallelujah. And the church at Ephesus was full of diversity. And the goal, listen, was not to change the diversity. We think, oh, we have to change this and everyone has to be cookie cutter like us. No, we need diversity in our churches. The goal was not to change it, but the goal was the unity in the midst of the differences. Hallelujah. Listen, I can't do accounting like Renee can. I can't balance books sometimes like Bill can. Amen. Or do banking and do lashes or, you know, whatever, bricklaying. I cannot do what you do, but you do it well. Amen. And we need each of you. Hallelujah. Whether you're teachers, the same goal. We need to find that, just like in the church back in with the disciples, amen, the early church, they found that. They knew. The disciples walked together. They didn't have it all together. They weren't perfect. They questioned Jesus, but they knew something. They were in together in one accord. Hallelujah. We need to come back like the early church and come together. And like these Legos, we fit together to form the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you another story. I know I shared it, but we've been doing much work at our home, and we've been doing a patio, and then my husband designed a outside fire pit, and he built it out of stone and brick that we had left over from our house years ago. And listen, we had the stone actually down a ways from the house, and he had me go get them, and to look at these stones, they're not much to look at. And they're different shapes. They're different sizes, even different colors. And he said, Kel, go get them. And I'm like, how's this going to work? How's this going to go together? But I didn't have the vision. He did. And once he started putting the first piece and the second piece and, and all around, it came together. But it would not look like a masterpiece if he would have just stuck one stone on it. Right? That's like our fireplace, too. We did that. One of the last steps we did when we built our house before the carpet was coming, we had 2 nights to get our fireplace done before the carpet came, and I did not want mud on my new carpet. I said, we're getting this done. We stayed late. I handed them pieces. We got it done. But the fireplace would not be a masterpiece it is today if there's only one stone on there. It takes all of us together to make something beautiful. Amen. One stone on a fireplace or one here, or if we just bricked our house with one brick on the front and one brick on the back, it wouldn't look like anything. They need to be laid together. Hallelujah. And strengthened. And it forms this bond. Amen. And then the masterpiece is created when they all come together. Hallelujah. Amen. We need each other to be the temple. We need each other. Hallelujah. And like I said in the last scripture of Ephesians, verse 22, it's through the Spirit that this can be done. It shapes us. It molds us. Hallelujah. And the most important ingredient within a church body, I believe, is unity and love. It's the most important ingredient. We can preach amazing messages, and Pastor Chris has, but what he brings us back to, love in the house. Hallelujah. Unity in the house. We need oneness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the flow. Listen, we cannot have God's power while there is no unity or no love. If there is no love and no unity in our churches, we cannot affect anything. Hallelujah. We cannot affect anything. We need to come together. Jesus said in John 13, verse 34, He said, this is what he said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. That's powerful. That we love one another. Then he says, just as I have loved you. His love is a perfect love. Sometimes we do fall short, but we have to strive to keep that unity and that love. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Hallelujah. I believe we are coming in the latter part of this year. We're halfway through the year. Listen, church, people are going to know, hallelujah, who we are about, because they will know and they will see that we have been with the Father, and we are creating such an atmosphere of unity and love. That, you know what? That is what people are looking for. Amen. They're not looking for another word or another this or that. They're looking for somebody that will just say, come, come, hallelujah. Come to the Father. Come, come. All you that are weary, broken, heavy laden, come, hallelujah. Find peace, hallelujah. Find Jesus, hallelujah. Together, we are so much greater than the sum of our parts. Together, we encourage love and support each other when we are weak. And together, we reflect the nature and relationship of God. We need each other. We all fit together. Hallelujah. I want to read this in Acts 2, 42 through 47. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful. In Acts 2, beginning at 42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. I am amazed just how many are in here on a Friday night. Friday night is usually the big night. People like to rest after a long week of work. Hallelujah. But listen, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Can you imagine if we are together and have everything in common? How we would just flow. Hallelujah. There wouldn't be any issues. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Listen, I believe, just through studying this word today, that I believe that God is going to add to our numbers when we become into true unity. Hallelujah. When we learn how to fellowship with one another, break bread together. Hallelujah. When we worship and praise together, God will add to our assembly. Hallelujah. And signs and wonders and miracles will then be established. Hallelujah. When we are together, just like it said in Acts 2, when they are in one accord up in the upper room, it said 120 of them, they were in one accord, praying, worshiping. They didn't know what was going to happen. But listen, they were in one accord. And the Spirit of God fell upon them. Hallelujah. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They began to speak. Hallelujah. And then after they were filled, guess what happened? They went out, they were sent out, and they ministered, and they healed all diseases, raised people up, hallelujah, that were sick. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, hallelujah. They went, they were sent. Listen, church, there is power, power in unity. And I just want to break that down. There was five things. They devoted themselves to teaching. They broke bread, and they fellowshiped with one another. Third, they prayed together, they looked out for each other, and they did this gladly with a sincere heart and praising God. It's time for us as a church to step up and be unified as one body. Hallelujah. Time for us to come together, not having our differences, with our differences. And that's how we work together. Hallelujah. In Philippians 2, verse 2 and 4, then make... And Jesus talking, my joy. He's talking about, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit, and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Hallelujah. We need more of that. I'm just going to leave it at this. We can complain while nothing happens, or we can come together by fellowshipping and prayer and watch miracles happen. Hallelujah. We need to come together, church. I know I wasn't very long, and if Pastor Chris wants to add to it, but I just want you to listen to this song. It's dangerous. It says in the song, it's dangerous when we come together. If we don't come together, we will fall. But if we come together, church, we will rise. The world, the people out there in the streets, in every city, in every town, are looking to us for the answer. And we have the answer, Jesus. But if we are over here about this little issue and this little problem and that issue, like Pastor Chris said, the issue of blood, they cannot find Jesus, hallelujah, because we're dealing with all so many other things, hallelujah. So we need to come together. It is dangerous if we come together. So I'm just going to let you can stand, you can sit. Just, you may have heard this song, but I just think there's a powerful message in it. It was birthed out of this pandemic. And if God is speaking this through some of these writers of music, He's speaking loudly to us that we need to come together. Love God and love people. Hallelujah. Amen.
Listen, it was my wife was ministering, man. This really spoke to my heart. People are looking for, they look around and they say, this is a sign of the times. You hear that a lot right now, times. And as she was speaking that, I felt this in my heart, that Jesus was asked the same question. Because of the things that were, the turmoil that was going on in the midst of Jerusalem that were taking place. And Jesus says, what are the signs? And Jesus said, you know the signs when the sky, red sky at night, sailors take warning, red sky in the morning, or vice versa. He says, you know those signs, those symbols. He said, but you have not discerned what's before you. I'm here to tell you this. When she was preaching, I feel this in my spirit. Listen to me. God wants you to realize you need to be the signs of the times. You need to be the signs. Hallelujah. God wants us to be the signs of the times. They us to be a word from heaven. That people are looking for a word from heaven. A sign from heaven. And I felt the Spirit of God when she said that. That you are the signs of the time. Come on, amen. Stand to your feet. We are the signs. I want you to say, we are the signs, hallelujah, of the times. God wants to move through us, hallelujah, as a body. I want us to come together. I want us to be unified. We have to keep that focus. We're going to put that sign. We're going to put a sign up. Love God and love people first. Amen. Hallelujah. Love God and love people first. If you don't love people, you can never love God. Amen. If you love God, you'll always love people. Amen. So that is a standard that we live by, that we're moved by that in the Spirit of God as we walk with God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I thank every one of you. You come together tonight. It's warm. Our flesh is weak, but the Spirit of God, I want you to know, the Spirit of God is strong, it's mighty, hallelujah, it's working within us, amen. So let the praises of God be ever be on your lips, hallelujah, as we come together. I got your back, amen. I'm standing with you, hallelujah. You fall, I fall, hallelujah. You rise, I rise, hallelujah. We're going to get up, we're going to run together, we're going to believe in one another, we're going to stand up for one another, we're going to agree in one another, we're going to pray for one another, hallelujah. Believe in one another. Preach to one another. Encourage one another. Strengthen one another. Hallelujah. Speak in one another's lives. Tonight in Jesus' name, I speak that over you. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Blessing upon the one that brought that word tonight. In Jesus' name, we are blessed and highly favored. God bless you. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. Hallelujah.